Hi friends, this is Pastor Li Ping. I would like to share with you a short devotional thought on the power of compassion. Have you ever been called to the principal's office? Most of us would never associate anything good with being called to the principal's office. Three troubled students sat nervously waiting for their turn outside the principal's office. No, they were not summoned. They called to see the principal. They found themselves back in the principal's office the following week after the first encounter. I was one of the three and had no idea what was coming after the counseling session that day. I remember being awestruck as I looked unbelievably at the birthday cake in front of me, completely blown away by the sound of unrehearsed voices rendering the birthday song. That act of kindness and compassion extended to a distraught student who could not see the light at the end of the tunnel left an indelible impression on me. You have guessed right. That second visit to the principal's office was not the last. It became a safe place I knew I could go to when I didn't know who to turn to. Can I give you a ride home? A cheery voice called from the mini car as I was halfway walking home from school, which I respectfully declined. How are you, Mr. Chan? And how are your girls doing? The surprise visit on a couple of occasions warmed my late father's heart and opened my eyes to glimpses of the unconditional love of the Heavenly Father. My warped perception of God up till that point was challenged by my unsolicited experiences of His gracious compassion. I saw it in action through this elderly saint who impacted countless through his office. That Christ-like compassion began to reshape my understanding of who God is. Years later, traumatized by a near-fatal accident during a work assignment, I returned to that safe place and left as I did the first time, feeling understood and affirmed despite having messed up. Compassion lifted me from the dark pit of despair. Jesus' entire ministry on earth was characterized by compassion. He felt compassion for those who suffered physically. Matthew 20 verse 34 tells us, Jesus had compassion on them and touched the eyes of the two blind men outside Jericho. His heart went out to those in emotional distress. As he approached the town of Nain, he saw a funeral procession where a widow was going to bury her only son. Luke chapter 7 verse 13 tells us that Jesus had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep," and he went on to restore the woman's son to life. Above all, he had compassion on the multitudes who were spiritually lost because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. This is found in Matthew chapter 9 verse 36. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35 sums up the comprehensiveness of Jesus' ministry. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Acts chapter 10 verse 38 tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. His compassion was seen in ministering to the total person, soul, body, and spirit. James chapter 2 verse 17 tells us that faith without works is dead. But as author Henry Nouwen puts it, if we indeed are copying Christ, as Paul urged in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1, our compassion will not be limited to bodily needs. It will have soul needs as its supreme priority. let us go and do likewise. God bless you and have a great week ahead.